This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Montana, under the Republican leadership of the Gianforte administration, half of Montana Medicaid cases reviewed so far have resulted in termination. Montana has ended Medicaid coverage over the last 3 months as part of a massive process to check the qualifications of everyone on the program. Medicaid is health insurance for qualifying low-income earners, with a portion paid by the federal government and a portion paid by the state. About 61% of those saw their health insurance terminated because they were not able to return the required paperwork to the state. Some Medicaid patients have said that the deadline date to return documents required by the state are sometimes the next day, a deadline impossible to meet. The state removed more than 17,000 more people from Medicaid just in June as part of what's called redetermination. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the federal government automatically continued Medicaid coverage regardless of changes to Medicaid recipients' incomes or living situations. The June removals alone in Montana dropped 44% of those whose cases were reviewed that month. Montana's Republican leadership in the executive branch, Governor Greg Gianforte, and the Republican supermajority in the legislature pushed redetermination more aggressively than federal regulations say to. So far, more than 55,000 Montanans have lost coverage since the process started in April, out of about 110,000 cases evaluated. On August 9th, the federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services sent a scathing letter to Montana's state Medicaid director, Mike Randall, raising concerns about Montana's redetermination process so far. The letter noted an average call center wait time of 42 minutes and a call abandonment rate of 40% for those seeking help with renewing their coverage, as well as 15% of applications taking more than 45 days for the agency to process. The letter from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said, "Based on your state's data, CMS has concerns that your average call center wait time and abandonment rate are impeding equitable access to assistance and the ability for people to apply for or renew Medicaid and CHIP coverage by phone, and may indicate potential noncompliance with federal requirements." The letter also cited a 36% rate of people removed for agency procedural reasons as a problem. The CMS letter went on to say, "We urge you to take further action to reduce the number of terminations for procedural reasons as quickly as possible by adopting strategies to increase ex parte renewal rates, to support enrollees with renewal form submission or completion, and to facilitate reinstatement of eligible individuals disenrolled for procedural reasons quickly," the letter read. Criticism of Montana's procedures includes almost immediate disenrollment from Medicaid, while the review time by the state agency takes far too long for people trying to retain their coverage or re-enroll in the program. The CMS letter said that taking 45 days or longer to process renewals is not in compliance with federal standards. It is imperative that states complete this work on processing new applications expeditiously and maintain timely application processing to ensure timely access to coverage for eligible individuals, the federal government said. A worker for the United States Postal Service in Great Falls, Montana, pleaded guilty Thursday to federal charges of possessing stolen mail and charges to wire fraud after depositing checks she overwrote with her own name. Jacqueline Hydock, 33, could face up to 20 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and 3 years of probation. Sentencing is scheduled December 13th. The District of Montana U.S. Attorney's Office said Hydock drove for a Great Falls Postal Service contract route between post office locations in downtown Great Falls and Black Eagle. Hydock made a series of check deposits in 2022 with checks from various people who put them in the mail. Authorities also found that Hydock had stolen a Walmart gift card from a birthday card in the mail. Photos showed Hydock and another individual using the gift card themselves at a Walmart cash register in May last year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.